Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Oh, I want to get away.
Well, a lot of people are getting ready to get out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday, or Thanksgiving holiday, depending on where you're from. Apparently some 48.7 million Americans are going to travel 50 miles or more, and they say that air travel is up dramatically. Some 3.69 million people, nearly 3.7 million people are going to be getting onto a plane. Joining us now on the line, Marita Hudson-Thomas, a travel expert with Orbitz.com, to tell us how that trip is likely to be. I mean, so I've always surprised to hear that it used to be, you know, getaway Wednesday, but really more and more people are starting to leave for their Thanksgiving holiday on Tuesday, aren't they?
Good morning, Brian and Larry. And you know, that is correct. Now, while Wednesday will be the busiest outbound travel day, Tuesday is definitely going to be a very, very, very busy day. So those Washington, D.C. area airports will be filling up and probably already have been this morning.
All right. So where are we going to see the busiest traffic in our particular area?
So, of course, DCA and BWI always have lots and lots of travelers in and out. And even though, some good news for you guys, even though the area airports will be very busy, they are not among the busiest for the holiday weekend. So that's some good news for travelers in the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C. area.
Well, but a lot of people could be going to those busy airports or connecting through them. So where will people have the biggest problems across the country?
So this Thanksgiving weekend, Chicago O'Hare, where I am actually, will be the busiest airport across the country, followed by Atlanta Hartsfield, Los Angeles International, Denver International, and Dallas-Fort Worth will round out the top five airports. Okay. So if you're going through there, if you're stopping there, if you're connecting there, they will be very, very busy. So pack patience is what I can say today.
Earlier in the year, we saw these horrible lines at the TSA checkpoints. I remember it was epidemic, hours long, and that actually inspired a lot of people, like yours truly, to get the TSA pre-check. It was the greatest $80 or so that I ever invested. What happened with those lines? Why did they suddenly get resolved? And what's happening with TSA today and tomorrow as we get this higher volume?
So I think when we were seeing kind of those really, really long TSA lines in the summer, TSA officials did come through and kind of investigated why those lines were so long.
Yeah.
And I think they hired on some more staff. So as the summer went on, we did see those lines kind of moving pretty smoothly across the country. And Chicago O'Hare, where I am, was one of the worst offenders, if I could say it that way.
Yeah.
And we've seen those lines move along. So I think we're not going to have the problem that we had for summer travel, for holiday travel. But we do have to remember that, as AAA is reporting, this is kind of the busiest travel period since 2007. So even those with TSA pre-check should remember the lines are still going to move slower and they're going to be longer just because there are more travelers.
All right. So what should we, as members of the traveling public who are going to get on a plane, what should we do to make this whole thing go a little easier?
So, number one, it's what I just said. We want to be prepared to go through those TSA lines, right? So remember the 3-1-1 rule. And it's the basic rule. It's been in place for years and years now. But 3-ounce containers and one-quart zip-top bag.
Yeah.
So all your liquids should be in 3-ounce containers and one-quart zip-top bag. I think that makes lines go very, very slowly if TSA has to stop you. Kids under 12 and seniors. don't have to take their shoes off. So moms and dads, don't have your kids taking their shoes off. That's another thing that will slow our lines down. And I think those are the two biggest things that can kind of keep things moving on along.
Yeah. That's the thing about traveling in your holiday is that, you know, people who travel for business all the time, they're pretty efficient. They got the system down.
Yeah.
But on holidays, you bring in all these people into the system.
The amateurs.
Normally, they're the rank amateurs of the thing. Yeah, they really are.
Tell me about it. Let me ask you this, though, Marita Thomas.
Sure.
And that is with regard to driving. I mean, because of the hassles that people have when they fly, I know a lot of people are taken to the roads. Here in D.C.,
yes.
I don't know if that's much of a better option. Other than that people can, you know, just keep it right here on WMAL while they're traveling.
Of course, keep it locked to WMAL. That's rule number one.
But beyond that, how are the roads looking today?
Honestly, again, even though, I mean, this is the busiest air travel time, and it's also busy for the road. So tomorrow afternoon, when folks kind of get off work, maybe just a little bit early, around 3 and 5 p.m., they're going to start hitting the roads. So I think folks need to kind of think about alternative times.
Yeah.
Today would actually be a really good day to hit the road. And then navigation apps, I think, are going to be your friend. And you need to use apps like Waze. Waze is one of my favorite because it's based on real-time traffic, mm-hmm. and it helps you kind of navigate and get out of those problem areas and know those problem areas before they come. And then watch the weather and plan accordingly, of course. That is the common sense rule.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those three things will help folks kind of navigate if they're driving.
All right, Marita Hudson Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. She's a travel expert with Orbitz.com. Greatly appreciate it. You know, Larry, I mean, you and I have a lot of experience traveling.
Yeah,
I got it down
to a science.
I traveled a lot when I was a correspondent, and you travel a lot mm-hmm. even still. And you learn those little tricks about who to get behind and who not to get behind. Who's the one person you will not get behind?
Oh, gosh. I hate to say it because I've been that guy, but it's the family
of
more than two or three kids
right.
who are in front of you in the TSA line.
That's right.
It's true.
Yeah. I avoid that like the
plague. And because I'm cognizant of it, when I do travel with the kids, I try to keep it so tight with mm-hmm. them. I really do. And we've got it pretty good. But I apologize to all you people who get stuck behind me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.